Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Like, how easier is life as a coach when you have a right-handed defenseman who played 25 minutes a night and you've been around an employee for about 6 years?
Well, it's, I think it's a big day for our organization moving forward. You know, Chris means so much to our hockey team. He's a difficult player to replace. You know, his game has never been better in my time here. You know, he's a guy that really takes care of himself. His fitness level's off the charts. And he's an elite defenseman. And those players are very difficult to replace and they're very difficult to find. I think with respect to Chris, it's, you know, the added, just the legacy that he's built in Pittsburgh and what he means to the Pittsburgh Penguins and the city of Pittsburgh, I think, speaks for itself. So I think for a lot of reasons, it's a terrific sign for us, the Pittsburgh Penguins organization, and the town himself. You know, I know his teammates are thrilled, his coaching staff certainly is, and his management group as well. So we feel a lot better right now that we've got him on the contract, and he's going to be a Pittsburgh Penguin for a long time.
Mike, how optimistic are you that Ron can get it over the finish line and bring back Evgeny too, to keep that core together that you've spoken so highly of?
Well, I'm optimistic. I think these guys mean so much to the city of Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the legacy that they've built, I think, speaks for itself. These guys, and I've said this, you know, on multiple occasions, they're getting a little bit older, but they're not old, and I think there's a big difference. I think there's still elite play in these guys, and so for me, I've never been around a better core, a more accomplished core, a more driven core in all my time as a coach in the NHL. That's what I think of these guys. I just think what they've accomplished is so impressive to this point, and I believe they're hungry for more, and they have the ability to accomplish great things.
Mike, everybody knows what the core has meant. You've talked about them a lot, all your respect that you have for them, what they've accomplished. At the same time, you sign contracts, it's about the future. And what makes you, as head coach, confident that this team can continue to contend for a Stanley Cup?
Well, I believe in these guys. I just believe in these guys. I believe they're capable of great play. And, I've got to know them over the years and working with them and build relationships with them. And you know, when you spend as much time as I've spent with these guys over the last 7 years, you really gain a pretty good understanding of how they tick. And I just think these guys are, they're special players. They're special people. And, it's hard to win. We know that. But we believe that, we have a group that can contend. I think their play this year, illustrates that. And so we just have to continue to do our best to try to become a team. And we're going to push these guys from day one of training camp. We're going to continue to try to, field the best possible team we can that gives us the best chance to win.
But you kind of touched on this a little already, and I know it's not easy to sum up, but what do you kind of feel that Chris's legacy has been with the, like, what he means to the Penguins just overall?
Well, it's really, for me, it's so impressive to watch these guys perform every year, year in and year out. They're such competitive athletes. They have such a drive to win, and And I think as they age, they gain the benefit of experience. They've been through successes, but they've also been through disappointments. And so I think the benefit of those experiences only serves them well moving forward. And they built a legacy to this point that's so impressive. But what I admire about them is how hungry they are for more. They're just not satisfied, and they want to win. And that's how they're wired. It's just part of their DNA, and that's what I love about them. You know, Tanger's one of those guys. You know, he's him and Sid and Gino. What they've accomplished in Pittsburgh is remarkable in my mind. And I don't think they're finished. I just believe in these guys, and I think we have the ability to be a competitive hockey team. We're going to try to do that.
Mike, Chris's conditioning level has always been a little different, I think, either than other professional athletes. Does that give you confidence that even at 40, he can still be a very high-level player?
I believe he can. His fitness level's off the charts. We've spoken about that at length, and I think the fact that he's played the amount of minutes that he plays year in and year out, game in and game out, and it's not something that we feel as a coaching staff is outside his comfort zone. And there are some nights when we're behind the bench where we feel like we can't get enough ice time. And I just think that speaks to his work ethic and his commitment to the off-ice training, the on-ice training, to put himself in the best position to be successful. And I think that when you look at when you have leaders like Sid and Tanger, and their willingness to invest wholeheartedly in trying to set themselves up for success, I think they become the standard for our organization and for our players. I think they raise the bar. I think it makes my job a whole lot easier as the head coach. But they really have shouldered the development of a culture that's just so conducive to winning. And I think that will be part of their legacy.
Mike, I wonder, when you got here, I think Chris, by his own nature, was describing himself as sort of a little bit of like a stallion, and he wanted to just sort of go in a certain way. And he seems to have been more coachable as he's matured. He seems to have become a more active leader with especially the younger defensemen in your organization. Can you speak to what you've seen about that growth of him?
Sure, and I think you're right with respect to your observations. He's and maybe that's some of the wisdom that he's gained along the way through all of the experiences that he's been through. But he's really evolved into a really important leader for us. I think he prides himself on helping some of the younger guys. He's had a there's one in every group.
I miss this.
Isn't there? There's one in every group.
Not like him.
I think they broke the mold after that. I think Tanger has really evolved into a guy that takes a lot of pride in helping our younger players, in particular our younger defensemen. And I've watched him take guys like Mike Matheson under his wing, and P.O. Joseph, and Marcus Pettersson, and John Marino, and some of these other guys, and really be such a positive influence on these guys. There's so much more to winning than just a player going on the ice, and I think that's the culture that's been built here, and these guys are just their personalities and their just their influence is I think just permeates our dressing room.
Like coming into this offseason, given the significant guys that were not under contract, there was some thought maybe there could be some change or evolution to the roster. It looks like there will be more continuity than maybe even expected. Now that you have some time to reflect, are there ways or elements you feel like something you wish you had a little bit more of, or elements you wish you could tweak just slightly in terms of the type of team that's going to be assembled?
Sure. I think we're always trying to improve the team and make the team better, and we always look at our roster and try to find ways to improve. There's in the salary cap world, there's not a lot of perfect teams out there. Every team has their strengths and every team has their weaknesses, and we're no different in that regard. I think we have conversations with Hexie and the management team an awful lot about where we think our team is at and where we think our needs might be and how maybe we can improve. And that's something that's a daily endeavor with respect to the conversations that go on behind the scenes. And, you know, that will continue to happen. And I know Hexie's doing his very best to surround our core guys with the best possible group that we can that gives us the best chance to win. So, yeah, we've certainly looked at our roster. There are areas where we think we can get better, and I know we're going to try to accomplish that. And we'll be our very best.
Why is that, Michael? Is that speed? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I mean, there's lots of things. You know, I think I don't think we're any different than any other organization out there in that regard. You know, we can get a little bit stronger down low in the defensive zone, right? I think we can improve on our wall play. We can become a team that is a little bit more difficult to play against physically. You know, there's so many ways that I think we can look at and say how can we improve and get better. You know, some of it's going to be tactically. We're going to go through a due diligence process as a coaching staff, and we do this after every season, and we look at how we play, and we ask ourselves the hard questions on, okay, are we playing to our strengths? That's an evolving process. You know, there are tweaks that we make every single year to how we play and so that we continue to evolve as a hockey team and we're not stagnant. I think we look at tactical things, but we also look at personnel from within. We look at personnel from outside of our organization and how we're going to try to improve and get better, and that's just all part of the process.
Kind of a big picture question. Logan Cooley goes number 3, kid from Pittsburgh area. The organization made a lot of efforts over the years at the grassroots level to develop the sport. Just what's it like for the organization to see some fruit get born out of that?
Oh, I think it's a proud moment. You know, it's a proud moment for the Penguins, for the Pittsburgh area, for Logan Cooley and his family. I think when you look at how hockey, grassroots hockey, has grown in the Pittsburgh area, you know, I think a significant influence is the Pittsburgh Penguins and the success that they've had. It probably dates all the way back to Mario in his days. And, you know, when you have the privilege of having those types of players playing in your city, it's hard not to get excited about the sport, and I think that's how kids choose to play. And so, you know, not only have we had some great players and great role models that have been part of the Penguins dating back to Mario and those days, but, you know, it's carried through to Sid and the guys today. I think that's a big part of it, and I also think the Penguins as an organization has made a concerted effort to invest in the community and helping grow the game. And utilizing all their resources, financially and otherwise, to try to develop hockey in the Pittsburgh area. And I think when you see some of the Pittsburgh kids getting drafted and playing in the NHL, I just think that's a proud moment for all of us, because in some small way we're all a part of that, right? And it just speaks volumes for how far grassroots hockey has come in the Pittsburgh area.
Mike, we're not that far away from training camp. I was wondering, for guys like Drew O'Connor, Theo Joseph, Poulin, like that, as they're preparing to get there, should their expectation be to really push for spots in training camp the way they're training this summer?
For sure they should. For sure they should. I mean, we've always been believers that, you know, that the best combination, the best combination of players inside of our locker room is when we have the combination of a veteran presence but some youth and energy. And we're always looking for young players to push their way on their roster. And so, all these guys are going to get opportunities to show how their games have grown and developed, and they're going to get opportunities in training camp through the exhibition season to fight for a roster spot. So, these guys should have high expectations of themselves, and they should be driven to earn a spot on our team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.